better, they getting worse. Feel the curse, not just the verse, but hoping truth gets dispersed. Spent thousands of dollars on a purse, only to quickly get outdated and faded, feeling jaded, about to burst. Honest tears, cause the years are feeling insignificant. Too legit to quit and always ragging on the president. I'm hesitant, but heaven sent to bring light to the darkness. Sometimes can be discouraged, but focus on the harvest. The hardest part is to guard your heart. Can't trust in our own wisdom, cause it's tainted from the start. We fallen, we fail, missed the mark, hands were nailed. Blinded by sin, the whole world should be reading in braille. But we prevail and yet continue to live in ignorance. Always having the answers, fighting depression with stimulants. When will we as a society reach sobriety? Focusing on IEDs, but don't even know RIDs. Distracted by the bling and the rings, all these things selling our souls to accomplish all our dreams. Huh, it seems, huh, that maybe this world can't fulfill my deepest desires, but that's all you know, so still. You run the drugs, run the sex, run the people and think that they will fill the empty void, yet the pleasure is gone in a blink of your eyes. Don't be surprised, we all going insane. We repeat the cycle daily, yet nothing ever changes. Sometimes we brain dead, knowing what we should do, yet ignoring it for pages of the latest self-help book. For my self-help looks like I ain't got a clue in the world my self-help shook. But it's all good, I just ignore my problems and assume I'm misunderstood. So you grind, you hustle, get to the top of your class, make more money than others and do your best to make it last. You a king in your own mind, death is coming and you wish that you had more time. But death waits for no man, no ma'am, and don't care about your plans, because death is out of your hands. But that ain't the end of the story, cause there's glory to reveal. You're hungry for the truth, so I come to offer a meal. Everyone always looks to teachers, cause we gotta learn. It's your turn to follow the teacher who grades on the curve. Cause the test we all failed, but he took the penalty for all of us with three nails. Males and females, this the story that we tell. Free of charge so you can't find it in no retail. The truth to the matter is this proof on the platter. Death or life, it's time to choose the latter. Life is freely given to those willing to receive. We broke the law of God, so Jesus the Christ came to bleed. See, when you break the law, you gotta pay your fine. But God's law is so important that it will cost your life. See, we deserve to die, we deserve to rot. And it's all our fault cause we know what's calling the shots. No one deserves heaven, even on your best day. But Jesus did it all, we gotta say yes to the sensei. We do things his way and we see God on our side. When we're filled with God's spirit, depression has to hide. So more than just entertainment, you gotta learn today that you must repent, and that means that you must turn away from your evil ways, from the things that God don't want. And when you feel God's love, you will have no need to flaunt. So the choice is yours, tell me which one will you choose. Jesus has his arms wide open, we call that good news. The family of God is open to you on one condition. Surrender your heart to Jesus, cause it's time to transition.
Alright, alright, alright. Good afternoon to our listening audience. This is your train conductor, D. Smith, with 3T Radio. We are coming live to you this morning, rather this afternoon. And the show we have today is, as you all know, I'm always excited. But I'm really, really, really excited today because the guest that is on the show today, this brother is so powerful. He's extremely gifted at what he does, and I can't wait to introduce him. But before that, I want to make sure everybody is fully tuned in and does not miss out on what's about to happen on today. So make sure that you go to the website, www.teen-train.org, and you're going to see a radio banner that's going to be advertising 3T Radio. Click on that. That's going to take you directly to BBS Radio. And once you get there, click on Station 2. And then you're going to get all your listening options. We have three options for you. Number one, you can listen by way of internet. Number two, you can call in to be a part of this conversation, which we highly encourage that today. And so we have four lines that are open, and you'll see all those numbers. You could call in, you could talk live with us. Also, if you just want to listen by way of your phone, that number is 805-399-1000. Access code 769-608-pound. So hopefully you was able to get all that, but if you didn't, Go to the website. All the details are highlighted right there. So without further ado, I would like to introduce my special guest today, my brother, Asazi. This brother is just absolutely incredible. I'm so excited to have him on the show today. Asazi, what's going on, my brother?
Hey, what's going on, Dwayne? Hey, man, I was listening to you give all of these accolades and so forth, man. It's like, who is this brother talking about? Is he talking about me? But I appreciate your gratuitous introduction of me, man. But
yes,
I got to
give
all to God because
Amen.
Without him, none of this is possible.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're absolutely right, my brother. It's the creator, man, God. He is the author and the finisher of it all, man. And I'm looking at your bio, man, and I do want you to personalize it because it is so much here, man. Dude, you've done a ton of stuff. I mean, this visionary leadership, man. I mean, the empowering motivator speaker, an author. Man, you got your business, man. You a certified professional life coach. Asazi, I had you come in this past summer, man, and speak to our youth, man. And, brother, you just lit the whole room up, man. And I mean, those kids walked away, man, with that, with the knowledge, the nuggets, the wisdom keys that you gave them, man, and they were empowered. And it's interesting because we always have reflection time with our youth in our programs when we have speakers to come in so that they can just kind of reflect back on what was said and kind of process it and put it where it needs to go in their lives. And I tell you, brother, they were really, really, really impressed by the things that you said. And, I mean, and it made sense to them. So I thank God for you, man, and your ministry, man. But let's get into it, man. Destiny Speaks, man. Talk to us about Destiny Speaks, my brother.
Destiny Speaks is a life coaching service.
Okay.
And basically what we do, we assist people in discovering and actualizing their dreams.
Hmm.
So it's one thing to discover something in your life, but it's another thing to follow through and see it to completion. You know
wow.
what I'm saying?
Wow.
And this is primarily done, you know, by strategic goal setting, and you do a lot on leadership and so forth, so I know that you're really big on goal setting as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, Destiny Speaks helps people to prioritize their lives, to overcome fears, to learn how to set goals properly. And most important, what we do is build images.
Wow.
We help the individual to build their image for the place that they're destined to go to.
Wow.
That's primarily what life is all about. God created
yes,
us with specific intents and purposes to fulfill. You know, I often tell people when speaking and so forth that they are the answer to a problem. They are the solution. So they are walking around with the answers to somebody's problem. But until they discover it themselves that they're the answer, then the world goes, you know, suffering because of that.
Man, that's powerful, man. I was just listening to what you were saying, man, about your ministry, Destiny Speaks. And I mean, when you just hear the name, Destiny Speaks, I mean, that really, really captures every aspect of what you're saying, man, because you know, everybody has a destiny. I mean, we're born with destiny on the inside of us. As we know about God, he finishes first, and then he backs up, and then he allows us to participate in the finished process so that he could be glorified, man. And when you say Destiny Speaks, you know, the destiny is already there. And in what you're saying, Asazi, man, you know, when people begin to come in tune with their purpose and their calling, then the destiny that was speaking all the while, they could clearly hear it. Is that correct in saying
that's absolutely right. Now, before we go on, for our listeners, and I'd like to define clearly what purpose is and the distinction between purpose and destiny.
Okay? Yes, sir, please.
Purpose is, and this is the definition that I coined, if you will, purpose is the original intent by design of a creator or manufacturer of any person, place, or thing. So basically, in a nutshell, that's saying that there is an original intent that the creator, the designer, or manufacturer had when he developed something or when he invented something. And that design is specifically used to uniquely fit in a certain mold, if you will, or a certain area of life. Okay? So that's the purpose. That's the why of life. Wow. Okay? Next is destiny. Destiny I define as the relationships, places, and stages one transitions to throughout the course of their life as a result of them fulfilling their unique purpose. So
wow.
Sometimes when we hear destiny, we think this mystical, oh, the great by and by. No, destiny is today.
Mm.
Destiny is based on you actualizing your purpose and the relationships, places, and stages that takes you through.
Wow.
Destination is nothing more than a destination.
Mm.
So when we say destiny, we're saying our destination, or as Jeremiah 29:11 says, our expected end. What do we expect to end up in life? What do we expect to do? Who do we expect to impact? That's the destiny that God has called us to.
Man.
And the purpose that's in what you do.
Wow. Hey, brother, look, I'm trying to write. I hope the listening audience is, man, look, you guys, make sure you got, every time 3T Radio comes on, you all sit down with a notepad and a pen, because I guarantee you, you're going to get blessed. There's going to be something that is said that can change the course of your life. So, you know, every time I have a guest on the show, I got my notepad and pen out, because I already know what's about to happen. But, brother, you are dropping some nuggets, man. I mean, you dropping bombs, man. And I'm hearing this, and it just makes sense. So, Sazi, it just makes sense. You know, and when I think about, you know, people in their destiny, and you know, and we talk about gifting, and I'd like for you, for our listening audience, help them to kind of understand what's happening with that. Help them to understand that connection. How do you know what you're gifted at doing? And you know, and how does your business, you know, help people to identify their gifts?
Okay. So first off, again, let's go back to purpose for a moment. We understand, as it relates to gifting now, the purpose is always captured in the gifting.
Okay.
Let me explain that. In nature, if we look at a seed, right,
mm-hmm.
a seed has the potential of becoming whatever its kind is, right?
Okay.
So if we have an apple seed, not only do we have a seed in our hand, but we have a whole apple orchard. Because we know that one seed is going to produce more than one type of one apple, right?
Yes, sir.
So in life, the tooling that we have, some people are gifted with singing. Some people are gifted with understanding math. Some people are gifted with figuring things out. Those giftings that they have many times point to the unique purpose for which they came into the earth. Because
wow.
God never, like you said at the beginning, He always finishes things before he begins it.
Yes, sir.
So he's already equipped us and put all the giftings within inside of us that we'll need to accomplish the task, mission, purpose for which he birthed us into the earth.
Mm.
Now, understanding the distinction between how to go from that gifting to get to your purpose and destiny, it's important to know that not only do you have giftings and talents, but God is also giving you the ability to acquire skills.
Wow.
And I don't want to jump ahead too much where I'm going, but it's not enough, again, like I said at the beginning, to know or discover that gift or that purpose, but you have to use it.
Mm.
So, for instance, my thing is coaching and business consulting and so forth, but I had to get refinement of that gift.
Yes, sir.
So that's basically saying if I have a bunch of steel, rubber, leather, and some aluminum or whatever,
mm-hmm.
right, and I put it in front of you, that alone has no value. It doesn't add any value to your life.
Right.
However, if I constructed a vehicle from those parts, now you can see the value and purpose of it, right?
Yes, yes.
So a lot of times we have these things going on inside of us, but we don't know how to put it together.
Mm,
now
man.
It takes some refinement of that skill. See, I went to get my life coaching certification so I can learn more about what coaching is and so forth.
Yes, yes.
I went to the business school to learn about business. I had the gifting inside, but I had to go and refine it and hone those things so that I can be effective in my purpose.
Mm.
So that being said, let me help to identify for those listeners, how do they figure out what their purpose in life is based on those giftings, right?
Okay.
There are three primary ways that any individual can come to discover or have some indication as to what their purpose is in life.
Okay.
Okay. The first one is natural abilities.
Natural abilities.
Those are the things that we come into the earth and we seem, you know, we seem to do effortlessly. Like we don't go into any schooling for it. We don't have any formal training, but it just seems to come natural. You've heard it.
Yeah.
He's a natural. She's a natural.
That's right.
Those are many times indications or like clues, if you will, like we need private eyes, right?
Yeah.
And that's what it is in our life, right? You know what I mean? You know, what it's
that's
like
pretty
the pink
good.
Pants, right? Right, or Mr. Magoo or something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So these are abilities that we naturally have, okay? That's
okay.
One way that can be an indicator of your purpose. The second is passionate interest. Those things we may not know much about, but we have a strong desire to know more about them. I want to know more about politics, or I want to know more about government. I want to know more about business. I want to know about the human body and physiology and how that all comes together. It may be a doctor. So those are some things that help to point to that purpose in life. And the last one is discoveries and occurrences. And that basically means you've been doing this all your life. You've been operating in this capacity for most of your life. But it's like, ding, like the light bulb goes on, an aha moment where you discover, wait a minute, not only am I doing this right now, but I can turn this into a profit.
Yes.
Because your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men. So what you thought was a hobby, God is trying to get, knocking you on the head. Listen up.
Right.
I want you to use this as a part of your purpose to impact somebody, to help some people to discover, you know, some issues in their life that they may be going through, how to help them out, to add value to the lives of others. So, in a nutshell, I know I said a lot there.
Nah, that's good, man. That's good.
The three primary ways for anybody, I don't care who you are, anybody on earth, to discover their unique purpose: one, natural abilities. Find those things that you seem to do effortlessly. Two, passionate interests. What are those burning desires on your heart that you would like to know more about? And three, discoveries and occurrences. Examine your life. Take inventory of your life and see, what kind of situations do I find myself in a lot? What types of things and types of people am I drawn to and are drawn to me? What types of problems seem to always come up in my life? What am I passionate about in life that I think there needs to be a solution to?
Wow.
These are things that will help guide you or direct you into that.
Man, you know, as you were talking, I was just over here having this just reflection moments, man, and it just makes sense. And I pray that everybody that is listening, that this is blessing you as much as it is blessing me. And the things that you're saying, Brother Osazi, you know, I know it to be true, but it's always a blessing to hear it again, man, because when you were talking about refining what's on the inside of you, you know, qualifying yourself, if you will, you know, the gift is there, but then we go into these situations that we call training, or in the gym we would call it exercise, right?
Right.
You know, you could be gifted to play a sport, but you can't be walking.
I'm actually working on exercise myself right now.
See, you can be gifted to play a sport, and you know it's interesting, and I'm going to make this point because I think it's relative to what you just said, man. You know, Allen Iverson just retired just a day or so ago, right? And, you know, I was watching him in this interview, and I don't know if you saw that, Osazi, but, you know, I was even with a friend of mine, and she and I were just kind of dialoguing about what we observed. He doesn't look fulfilled, man. It looks like he just kind of got away from the game maybe sooner than maybe he wanted to. But the thing that I remember was an interview, and he was saying, practice. Man, we talking about practice.
The infamous interview, right?
And the thing about it, brother, as it pertains to what you're talking about, No doubt he was gifted. No doubt he was fearless, man. I think anybody that stood in front of him was really scared because they didn't want to commit one way or the other because it depends.
Right.
Man, he about to cross you and chop them ankles down, right?
Right.
Which way you going to fall, man, east or west, right?
Right.
But you know, it was there, man. On a bad day, he was better than most. But he didn't want to practice, right? And what you're saying is like that gift that's on the inside of us, man, we have to practice. And I heard it said this way, practice doesn't make perfect, but perfect practice makes perfect. Man. And I was thinking about that, brother. And you think about even today, man, with all the different people who are gifted at things, man, they're not doing what you did, Asazi. And that's what I love about you, first of all. And I got so much respect for you is that you know you're skilled, but you're constantly building on that. You're training yourself, man. You're exercising that thing. Why? Because you want to be on that level that our pastor talks about, genius, man. You know, Jordan, everybody want to be Mike, right? But I guarantee you, man, they don't want to put the work in. You know what I mean?
Right.
They don't want to go, what, how many years he went on that little low-ball contract? You know, the $1.5 million for about 20 years or something like that?
Right.
You know what I mean? Didn't complain not one time, right? He played it out. He was a professional. A lot of people not ready to do that, man. And it's what you're saying is so impactful, man. And I'm over here looking at your bio, man, and you've written several books, man. You're a published author. Everybody, look, this brother is a published author, okay? So he's not on this radio station just, you know, just talking, okay? This brother is doing some stuff. Can you talk to us about the books that you've published, man, and why should people get these books?
Okay. Well, the first one was done actually last year. I got two out. One, Why Me, Discovering My Purpose. It's a workbook, and it's a guide to help any individual. And this doesn't matter about age either. You can be 9 years old. You can be 90. It's very, very pragmatic. It walks you step by step through a series of exercises and times for reflection as you read through it to help you come to the realization of who God made you to be.
Yes.
Not who others say you are, but who God said you are.
Wow.
That's what Why Me, Discovering My Purpose does. It helps to enlighten the individual to their own treasures buried inside of them. Okay. The next one is Leadership, Properties You Should Possess. This is good for any leader. And you don't have to be a leader of an organization or business. If you have a family, man, you're the leader, you're the head of that household. You're a leader.
Yeah.
Okay. If you are in a group or a team setting, the leadership abilities that I talk about in there should be displayed and exemplified in your life if you want to go to the next level.
Wow.
Okay. And then I have some other business publication manuals that will assist anyone from starting a business in Illinois to marketing and design strategies, to how to write a mission and vision statement. Now, Dwayne, I know that you guys, not only in the lead conference, but during your workshops, you guys really, really focus on vision and mission statement.
Yes, sir.
And that's something. That's one of the manuals I got, which will help walk you through what your mission in life is and what is the vision of your life. Where do you see yourself 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? What do you see yourself doing? Because there's a principle, and I'm sure you're familiar with this, Dwayne, the principle of the path.
Yes.
The principle of the path is direction, not intention, will bring you to a destination.
Yes.
So it's not only your dreams, passion, and desire that's going to get you to where you need to be. It's that one word, discipline.
Yep.
And passion. How bad do you want it? You have to discipline yourself to go ahead and go back to school or take those classes or read those books. Young people that's listening right now, I challenge you right now. Find a book that's relevant to the subject matter or industry or field that you would like to go into as an adult and find one book a month and read one book a month based on that. I can guarantee you'll be head and shoulders above your peers as you go into college and so forth.
Yeah, that's good, man.
But it's about the discipline, attaining the knowledge that it takes to be successful in the levels that you want to go.
Yeah, that's good, man. You given the information that you're sharing, Asazi, that's truly, it takes away the excuses, man. It's kind of like the people that are always saying, man, if I can get some money, if I could just get this breakthrough, if I could just get that. Well, you know, the scripture says God has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. So that, again, qualifies everything you're saying, man, the ability, the talent, you know, the charisma, I mean, even the people group that you're supposed to connect with, all that's already established. And we know that to be true because everybody's got a different personality. There are people that you are going to draw, Asazi, that I can't even touch. There's some people I'm going to draw you can't touch, but then there's people together we can draw. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like this is the case, I believe, for everybody, and that's why we're all so uniquely different, because God has put something in us all that's going to, number one, get the attention of others, okay? Right. And if we work it, like you said, it's going to bring us before great men, you know, and it's going to create opportunities for us. But people got to be disciplined, man. They got to be willing to practice, you know what I mean? They got to be willing to do it when the lights and the cameras are off, man. What are you doing? You know, are you sitting up there, you know, on the couch, man, getting down on you some Jared's popcorn? Or are you, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, man? Because sometimes when I go to when I go to the gym, man, I go and I observe, man. I see in the morning there's a different crowd than in the evening.
Yeah.
And this isn't even, it's a different mindset that I observe, man. Those people that's coming in the morning, bro, they putting it in. I noticed that, sorry. You know what I'm saying, bro? They putting it in. It's a whole different mindset for folk that get up early in the morning and work out. Now, I'm not always an early morning person. My little sister, she gets up at 5 o'clock and she go do her thing. And I'm like, okay, girl, that's you.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean? But, you know, and then in the evening, you see folk, they doing a lot more socializing, man. Now, you know, thank God they're in the gym. But, you know, like you said, man, that's a, you know, you got to have that discipline, man. Even when you get there, you know, just you know, you don't just take the class.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. Don't just take the class. Dominate the subject. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what, too, Dwayne? Many
yes,
times people, they'll see someone who they may admire or they may look up to, or they may be doing something in a field or industry that they like to do.
Yeah.
But the sad part about it is they only follow and watch their lives. They never take time to apply the principles and so forth to get to where they need to be.
So that's good.
That's like us. I heard a speaker one time saying, it's a pretty common saying, there are three types of people in the world. Some
yes,
people
sir.
That make things happen.
That's right.
People that watch things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And people that don't know what's happening.
Right.
Okay? So we have to be that first tier group that are making things happen. We can't just watch the news. We got to be news makers.
Come
I think
on,
our
man.
Pastor mentioned that often.
Yes,
be a
sir.
Noisemaker. Don't be a noisemaker. Be a newsmaker.
Right.
Make the news. You know? And that only comes out of a lifestyle of discipline and regimenting yourself and setting yourself on a trajectory to reach those goals, man.
Yeah, man, that's good, man. As you said, and I'm kind of laughing on the inside because a lot of the people that I knew growing up as kids, they would always show up after the fact. I'm like, what happened? What happened?
Right.
What happened? I'm like, man, go sit down somewhere.
Look what they did. Look, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Look what they did. What are you doing?
Exactly, man, exactly. No, that's real good, Asazi, man. You know, I'm sitting up here, I'm thinking about it, and it's obvious that you know you're a man of God. I know this anyway because I know you, but just for the people that are listening, you're a man of God. How important is the God factor in business, man? Because you know a lot of times, even in school, you know we got some erroneous information out here, man. Separation of church and state. You and I know this. That's even out of order, man. But you know because you have to. You got to have a morality standard, man. There's got to be a standard somewhere, everywhere, you know, because this is why people, you know, they see somebody's kid and be like, man, they need to take that kid in the bathroom and do something. You know what I mean? They need to, boy, ain't no way I deal with that. You know, people, I don't care who they are. We could watch a video of some children or some kids that are out of control, and I guarantee you it could be 100 people in the room, you're going to get some feedback, you know what I mean, about what should be done. And that lets you know everybody understands that there needs to be a standard of behavior. You know, people should just have some type of training, man. How important is the God factor as an entrepreneur?
Okay. Basically, it's the difference, and I'm not saying it's clichéishly, but it's basically the difference between success and failure.
Okay.
And basically when I say that, it related to the vision and scope of that person's business, and it all goes back to purpose.
Yeah.
Because we all know you're a business owner, too. It's not always, you know, a bed of roses.
Right.
Many times there's sacrifices that have to be made.
Yes, sir.
There's a great energy and time that has to be invested into building a good business. So the God factor will help you to not only have a clear vision and scope of work, but also as you're moving into these arenas and so forth through your business, the favor of God is what's going to cause you supernaturally rise above to the top of your game. He said, I'll bless you above all nations.
Yes,
sir. I'll make your name great, you know, and you shall be a blessing.
Yeah.
So the God factor has a lot to do with the favor of God on our lives and businesses, so that when we go into an area, not only do we profit from it, but the lives of those who we impact is profit.
Yes.
I think that's primarily, you know, the God factor. Not to take away from the fact that as a believer in Jesus Christ and his resurrection, we are not to conform to the standards, as you talked about, the standards and culture of this Babylonian society of the world.
Mm.
And basically, namely, that's, you know, corruption and compromising and integrity,
yep.
You know, those types of things. We have to make certain that we're adding value to our customers and clients. Why?
Yes.
Because they're the people or the reason why we're in business.
Yep.
You know, I've heard it said, and I kind of adopted this as my own little saying, we got to use money to win the people.
Yes.
Money is a tool. In Babylon, they got it reversed. They use people to get money.
Yep.
And in business, you have to be vested into your client customer base. You have to know their need and be able to fulfill that need. You have to be interested in what they're interested in.
Yes.
In order to really be successful in business. Some of the billionaires we see, they had ideas, but if you look at all the billionaires and Forbes and so forth, each one of them are in industries and so forth that contribute to comfort or convenience for the world. It's not just about them.
Yes.
Some people get into business and they think it's just all about making money.
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna have a tough road there, buddy.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
What happens when in the first years of the business when it's not very profitable?
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
The industry. That's when that passion comes in, and you can go back to purpose and say, okay, I'm doing this because of X, Y, and Z.
Yep.
And that'll keep you in the game. That'll keep you going. That'll keep you relevant and current. So it's not just about money, young people. I know you guys want the big house and the Bentleys and all that, and that comes with it.
Yeah.
But there's one scripture that just came to mind right now, Matthew 6:33.
Yes, sir.
Seek ye first.
The kingdom.
It didn't say seek ye only. It says seek ye first. You got to prioritize now.
Come on, man.
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of being and doing right. Then all these things,
big
house, the cars, the boat, the clothes, the bling, all that, that just comes along with it.
That comes along with it, yep.
That's all.
Man,
so it's important to always, in business, make the main thing, and value your customer, your client.
Wow.
You have to.
You know, brother, as you were talking, I was just thinking about just one of the things that we teach our students, you know, in Teen Train, you know, servant leadership. You know, we, because that's what Christ was. Christ came to serve. And so when we teach them that, you know, there's so many benefactors, you know, number one, it keeps you humble. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, because, you know, humility is a big, big deal today, man. I mean, a lot of folks just stay puffed up with pride. And, you know, and our kids are, man, unfortunately, they walk around with a lot of pride, bro, and don't know quite where they're going. And we know pride comes before destruction, right? So it's like, yeah, you know, you're out there. And then people don't have value for others, man. You know what I mean?
And see,
and when you're a servant leader, man, you know, you're first looking to bless first. You're looking. That's why the scripture says it's better. What is better to give than to receive? People be like, oh, man, well, so what? I'm not going to have nothing. No. That's taken out of context. Right. You look first to be a blessing. Look first to see your brother or your sister. See that they're okay. You know, the scripture says, he who waters others shall himself be refreshed. Right? Mm-hmm. So as we are looking to help somebody else to obtain their goals in life, man, mm-hmm. I mean, we get blessed in the process, you know what I mean? And sometimes we get there even faster, man, because, you know, you're first looking to help first. And you know, and this is one of the things that we do on Teen Train. We really, really, really dig down in our young people. We strip them down, man, in terms of their thought process about how to get to the top. You know, you want to start at the bottom, man, looking at how you can get somebody else up there. Brother, speak to that a little bit, man.
Okay. Booker T. Washington, if you guys are familiar with Booker T. Washington, he's a great educator and pioneer of during the turn of the century, 1900 and late 1800s. But what he said was a race. Now, I apply this. You can apply this personally, individually, but he said a race must uplift the others so that when in the process of being uplifted, they go up too. So the principle is the same. If you're trying to hold somebody down, if you're trying to be a hater, you know, you can't go up.
That's right.
So principally, you're going to have to understand that in order for me to really be successful in life, I have to begin to look outside of myself.
Mm.
I have to begin to see the needs of others. And when you begin to address and solve others' problems, not only do you build them up or lift them, but you go up yourself. And that's a principle to success.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know, that's good. That is so good. You know, go ahead, Asasi. I'm sorry.
No, I think it was the late Stephen Covey. One of his seven habits of highly effective people,
mm-hmm.
successful people, is that seek first, understand, then be understood.
Then be understood. That's right. That's what he said.
I think that in our society today, we don't have enough of that.
Yeah,
everybody's always out for themselves.
Yeah. Well, you know, think about it, man. I mean, the culture. You know, you talked about that, and I mean, again, you know, just listening to you, you know, I'm sure, you know, we're from the same era, man. We listen to the music. We've seen how it has evolved, you know, from over time. And I was thinking about the one rapper, Tupac. I think he had a song out said, "You got to get yours, I got to get mine," right?
Oh, yeah. That was MC Brain. Yeah.
Okay, though, it wasn't Tupac then.
He rapped with him on that. No, he was with him on that one.
Right.
Yeah.
Got to get yours, I got to get mine, right? And, you know, and I'm thinking about that because, you know, if we can just get to a place, man, where we start to support each other, then it's no longer you got yours, I got to get mine. How about I help you get yours, and in the process, I'm going to get mine. You know what I mean? And so, and man, that's a paradigm shift, and it takes sacrifice, man. And I mean, if you think about what Christ did, that's what it was all about. Let me help position mankind, the human race, so that we all can get to the top together. And so, you know, and that's what this thing is about, man. And brother, I tell you, man, when we get young people to moving in that direction, and that's what Teen Train is really all about, man. If we can get our young people moving in that direction, bro, we're not only going to get there, all of us are going to get there, but it's going to be a safer journey, you know what I mean? we have less casualties along the way, you know what I mean?
And then even to touch back on the point with giving is better to give than receive, I mean, think about it. If you're able to give, mm-hmm. then that implies that you got some.
That you got some.
You know what I'm saying? And if you continue to keep giving, it's going to keep coming back.
That's right,
but
man.
Some people, they try to hold on so tight. What did it say? It was in Proverbs. I love Proverbs, too, by
the way. Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
There is that scattereth abroad,
yep.
yet increases
more. More. Yep.
More. Mm-hmm. There is that holdeth more than is meat
mm-hmm.
and lose everything,
and
man.
Lose
Look at
everything.
So, I mean, you have to, you know, seek the interest of others, too, man. I mean,
yeah,
it's not just about you. It's not just about me.
Yeah.
It's about adding value to the lives of others, man, so they
adding
can get what
value.
They need.
Yep, and see, and that's what this whole thing is about. And that was when God gave the vision for this radio piece, man. Being able to use this as a way to add value to others, and I tell you, man, and it's a great ride, man. I'm enjoying it, and I'm thankful for people like you that are part of this journey, man. So that we can give these young people as well as their parents, because it's not just about them; it's about the whole family. You know, we want to see everybody blessed, man, because you know, that's really the heart of God. And, you know, and just for those that are listening, we encourage you, call in if you got a comment or you want to share your feelings about what you're hearing, if this is blessing you, or if you feeling like you need some clarity about something that was said, call in, because, you know, I got my man Asazi on here, and, hey, it'd be great to hear from you. So I want to encourage people with that. Asazi, what advice would you give to the youth and the parents, just our radio listeners, what advice would you give to them?
Okay. Real simple, really, you know, pragmatic, practical. Begin to set feasible and realistic goals for your life in a nutshell. We got 2014 coming up in less than about 60 days. We got 60 days out from the new year. I would really advise you to take time, take an hour, take 45 minutes, take 30 minutes, take some time to sit down and map out some really feasible and realistic goals for your life. What do you want to do next year? Where are you headed in life?
Mm.
You know, what kind of accomplishments do you want to see in your life next year that you don't have now?
Yeah.
Begin to write those goals out and then form objectives to meet those goals. And I can tell you for certain, for young people especially, this will diminish the ability for the enemy to distract you.
Yep.
Because you got goals, man. You got goals that you want to achieve, and it's going to take discipline, determination, and dedication to reach them. So you don't got time to be sitting up watching BET all night.
Right.
You're going to get BET, man. I like that.
Right.
But in its time.
Right.
In its own, you know, you got to. You know, you don't have time to be sitting around at the table eating up everything in the house, you know. You know,
right.
use that time, maybe get a book. Maybe, again, and I talked about this earlier, because I do it myself. I'm not going to tell you do anything I don't do.
Right.
There's something that you're passionate or interested in, a field, an industry, a topic, something. Find a book each month and make it your business to finish that book in that month based on whatever that topic is. So, you know, if it's you want to be a doctor or something, there's a good book. What is that book by Ben Carson? The Gift.
The Gift.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's just an example. So, but what I'm saying is, for parents, children, you know, those who are listening, begin to set some realistic goals for your life.
Yeah.
And don't try to be all, you know, way out and deep and so forth. You know, you may say, you know, I want to, you know, lose 30 pounds, you know, anything, whatever the goal is,
right.
Set that goal for your life and follow it through to completion. So that next year this time, you'll be able to say, you know what, I set a goal last year to be this or be that or do this or do that, and I did it.
Yes.
And that's going to begin to build your image right there because you're
good.
A finisher.
That's good, brother. Well, Sazi, do this for me, and then what we're going to do is we're going to take a radio break, a commercial break, and then we got some youth that are going to be on the phone as well. And Sazi, if you can stay with us, we'd love it, brother, but, you know, because I think it'd be good for them to talk, and then you could give some feedback to them as well. But do this for me before we go to a commercial break. Share what's next for you, what's on the horizon, you know, how can people contact you, man, because I know if they're doing what I'm doing right now, I took notes, man. So it's like, even when I get done, look, when we done with this interview, I'm going to be calling you, talking to you about some other things, man. But why don't you share, how can they get in touch with you, bro, and what's next for you?
Okay, well, right now I'm just completing, wrapping up another book, and it's about, as you can guess, purpose. But this one is centralized on how to live your signature life.
Wow.
How do you live your best life? And that's coming out early 2014, early next year. If you'd like to visit me online, you can go to my website. It's osazithompson.com. That's O, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, Z like zebra, E-E, two E's, last name Thompson, T-H-O-M, P as in Paul, S as in Sam, O-N.com. That's osazithompson.com. Also, you can visit me on Facebook. You can tweet with me on Twitter. My handle is Osazi Thompson. Facebook, I'm at Osazi O Thompson. YouTube, check out some of my videos. You'll really be blessed by them and get some really good tips and coaching advice. And again, that's Osazi Thompson. Go to YouTube, just type in Osazi Thompson. Go ahead and subscribe to my channel if you'd like to. Or for my business people, you can go to LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn as well at Osazi Thompson. So those are all the prominent social medias that's out right now. You can reach me again: Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn, all at Osazi Thompson. Hey, Dwayne, I want to thank you for allowing me the opportunity to ride the train with you guys.
It
was a good drive.
Yeah, that's right. Look, bro, and look, we haven't come to our stop yet. So, brother, you hold on. That's right. Look, we about to go to
fall out.
That's right. Look. It's dangerous, brother, to get off a moving train. Okay. Well, look, we going to a commercial break. You all hold on right now.
Attention all gospel artists, it's your man Black Noise, gospel hip-hop producer from Chicago. If you're looking for some of the hottest beats around, check me out at soundcloud.com/blacknoise. That's BLAQNOYZ. And if you're interested, contact me at twitter.com/blacknoise. BLAQNOYZ. Let's work.
Transition Music Volume 1 with classic tracks like Dream On. Gotta prove something.
I gotta prove something.
And gotta have more.
So I gotta have more.
Download the album for free at jitterproductions.com/transition. That's J-I-T-A productions.com/transition. Have you transitioned yet?
Imaginary, your mind stays split, don't trip. Every man falls short of the glory. God exists, he sees your torn and ripped. Open up your heart and your mind and just accept his gift. Imaginary, your mind stays split, don't trip. Every man falls short of the glory. God exists, he sees your torn and ripped. Open up your heart and your mind and just accept his gift.
It's imaginary false. If you think you ain't got flaws, society will tell you lost. Set a foe to greater cause, but they don't even follow them. Try hard to model them, take problems and they bottle them. So desperate for lotto wins, we all fall short like we getting on a ride. Can't make high requirements and get pushed to the side. If ain't nobody perfect, man, then what's the point of trying? We gain money, fame, and status, but we all end up still dying. This world ain't got no hope. Life is like a vapor in the midst of all the lies. Please do me one favor. Evaluate your life and the world that you're living. It seems as if people are taking more than they're giving. You're running sex, lies, drugs, liquor, and religion. You fill yourself up with so much stuff, yet there's something missing. You wanna be loved unconditionally. Yet people can't fill that void, you see. But I found a cure, I found a hope. Better yet, he found me, changed me eternally. He gave me a reason for breathing in every season. His name is Jesus.
Imaginary, your mind stays split, don't trip. Every man falls short of the glory. God exists, he sees your torn and ripped. Open up your heart and your mind and just accept his gift. Imaginary, your mind stays split, don't trip. Every man falls short of the glory. God exists, he sees your torn and ripped.
you're torn and ripped. Open up your heart and your mind and just accept his gift.
Your imagination's tripping if you think you got life figured out. Scream and shout, live it out, but all the while you in doubt. Who gave you your imagination to provide your dreams? We got no grip on life, so someone else in charge it seems. This world is bursting at the seams. I've seen the scenes, the fiends, the kings, the queens. We must have long arms, cause we pat ourselves on the back. We're causing much harm, and yet we ignore all the facts. Life is so dramatic, we all acting erratic. We wanna be Socratic, but for lives we are addicts. We addicted to the things that we can touch, but our world exists beyond all this material stuff. We wanna thank God, but yet live lives contrary to what he's wanting of us. Yet we claim that we are married before we get buried. I know that that is scary, but God wants obedience instead of Hail Mary. So what's it gonna take to grab your attention? He'll leave you in suspension if you ignore his blessings. But I pray don't go to church, but trust me, I believe. But so do demons, yet they fear him. Tell me, can't you hear him?
Imaginary, your mind stays split, don't trip. Every man falls short of the glory. God exists, he sees you torn and ripped. Open up your heart and your mind and just accept his gift. Imaginary, your mind stays split, don't trip. Every man falls short of the glory. God exists, he sees you torn and ripped. Open up your heart and your mind and just accept his gift.
We all imagine that life should be certain ways. Go by certain things, certain trends. Go according to the way we want it to. But guess what, y'all? We ain't the ones in charge. Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, is in charge. And he's calling you right here, right now, to submit to his plans, his will, because he created you. So if you want to know your purpose, you want to be renewed in life, give it up to Jesus.
Imaginary, your mind stays split, don't trip. Every man falls short of the glory. God exists, he sees you torn and ripped. Open up your heart and your mind and just accept his gift. Imaginary, your mind stays split, don't trip. Every man falls short of the glory. God exists, he sees you torn and ripped. Open up your heart and your mind and just accept his gift.
Okay, we are back live with 3T Radio, and our special guest today was Mr. Fozzy Thompson, who is a professional, a certified professional life coach, and he has really been talking about, you know, just actualizing your dreams and really getting off into your purpose and understanding your gift. And for those who heard him talk and share, I know you were blessed behind that, because I was sitting here hearing it, interviewing the brother. Just a powerful, powerful time on the train. We have connected with some of our young people, and we got them on the train. And so for those that just got on the train, can you identify yourself?
Hi, I'm Kiera Underwood.
Okay, we got Kiera Underwood. And who else?
Hi, this is Ebony Oliver. Hi, guys.
We got Ebony Spoken Word Oliver back again. So, look, check this out. I don't know if you all had a chance to hear Asazi share some of the things that he shared, but we're talking about, you know, just really getting into your gift. We're talking about understanding your purpose and your call. Do you have any questions or comments that you would like to, first of all, extend toward Asazi?
I've heard him speak once before. He's an excellent speaker. He's so, like, inspiring. He's so, you know, motivating, and I just love what he's doing. I love what he will do in the future. He's encouraging to not just youth, but adults as well. And so hearing his journey and hearing his testimony is just encouraging just to keep going.
Okay, good. Thank you for that, Ebony. Thank you for that. Kiera, why don't we do this? Asazi, what would be something that you would share to the young ladies? Because Ebony is a spoken word artist, and, you know, and Ebony's doing some phenomenal stuff, and Kiera, Yeah, exactly. Okay, she's not just good, she's very good. And then Kiara is doing some phenomenal work. Both of them are connected with Teen Train. What will be something that you will share to these young ladies right here who are both leaders? You know, Kiara being, what are you, Kiara? You are a freshman where?
At Christ the King.
Christ the King. So she's on the west side of Chicago attending a private Christian school. But Kiara, like I said, she's actively involved in Teen Train. And then Ebony is the president of the Teen Train Student Ambassadors. What would be some advice or maybe wisdom keys that you would give to both of them?
Okay, well, initially, I'm big on goal setting. So, again, like I said earlier, if there are some dreams or a vision that you have for your life, I would challenge you to write down on paper what those goals are. How do they look? Okay? And then begin to apply objectives to meet those goals. It's really important as you continue to move forward in your careers and in school and so forth, that you begin to start goal setting early. Because then as you continue to do it, as you begin to go further in your career and into adulthood and so forth, it makes life easier. It takes the guesswork out of life. It really helps to prioritize events and even people in your life. You know, sometimes people mean well for your life, but they're not the best for your life. There could be some situations and so forth that as you had listed your goals, they would help to avoid any distractions that may come into your life. So primarily goal setting. And then two, do not allow fear to stop you from reaching your goals. Fear many times cripples the creative process in people. And also, it limits where they go in life. So those two things I like to give you as a takeaway: to be a goal setter and be an overcomer. Don't allow fear to stop you from going the way you need to be in life.
And you know what, ladies? I don't know if any one of you wanted to comment on that, but we got a caller that just called in, and I want to invite the caller into the conversation. Caller, can you say your name?
Is this me? This is Reggie.
Hey, brother Reggie. Reggie, say hello to Mr. Asazi, and then we got Kiara, and we have Ebony on the line.
Hello to all three of your guests. And, you know, I apologize. I didn't get a chance to tune in until about 10 minutes or so ago. And I'll have to catch it on the rebound. But, you know, what I just wanted to quickly say is that as our young people and just people in general, as you're finding that goal, as you're finding out what you want to do, you know, to constantly have that filter. You know, it's like your antivirus on your computer, where when you turn your computer on, it constantly filters out all of the garbage and blocks the garbage. When you turn on your car, the air filter, you know, doesn't let the dirt and things in like that. So, you know, because our young people and people just in general are going to have negative things still come to them and come around them, especially our young people. And so you got to have that constant filter. You know, we have former Congressman Jackson, who didn't keep his filter. I may be getting on somebody's bad side, but I don't care. He didn't keep his filter up, so now he's going to jail. And it's really a darn shame, you know, because there was something that came in there. So, you know, back in the day, how they would have the blinders on the horse.
Yeah.
The horse could just see forward and can't see all of the other stuff that's on the side of him and all of that. He's just seeing forward. So, you know, keep that filter up. And I'm not just saying that to other people. I'm saying it to myself as well.
Man, that's good, Brother Reg. Stay with us on the train. Young people, Ebony, Kiara, any comments or feedback about what you just heard?
Like he told us to keep our filter up, basically what I got from that is meaning that we should stay around the people that do something and drop off the people that don't do nothing.
Yeah, that's good. That's real good. Now, how easy is that? I mean, because, you know, it sounds good. It really does. It's perfect, mm-hmm. Kiara, and it's the right reply. But Asazi, Reg, you know, myself, we know a lot of that is easier said than done. How do we do that? Because that peer pressure is real, everybody, and we have to deal with it as adults, and I know you all got to deal with it as youth. Ebony, can you speak to that really quickly?
Yes, I totally agree with the filtering, something that I'm having to do even as an adult, going from being a teenager to a young adult. That is so key. It will help you stay focused because people are going to talk about you good or bad. And so if you can, you know, as they say, with certain speakers, you take the beat, take the meat and leave the bone.
Mm.
With a lot of people that talk, you don't have to take the meat and leave the bone. You know, there are people that may come through your journey, and they may have good intentions, but they may also say something a little crooked. So that's something that I've taken, like people in general from every walk of life, take the meat, leave the bone. Something that they say may be able to help you, and then there's a lot of stuff they may say, you just leave it.
Yeah, that is good. Brother Reg, you know, that was mm-hmm. some excellent advice. How I mean, is it easier said than done?
Oh, absolutely. As we all know, it's easier said than done. But, you know, we have to come up with that decision that say, you know what, we're just not going to do this. And you know, we can't share all of our dreams to everybody.
Mm.
You know, some people, everybody, they're not going to be happy for you, like the young lady was saying. You know, everybody's not going to be happy for you. So a lot of your dreams, you keep that to yourself. My dad used to tell me when I was a kid, he said, you know what, don't let anybody know certain things until the ink is dry on the paper.
Wow.
Because just as well as
now
you have some
good
people
advice
that are,
right there.
you know,
right about
just
that.
As you have some people praying for you, you're going to have people praying against you as well. And I know it's just so hard, and Dr. Smith, you know that, you know, when we worked in the welfare system and all of that, how difficult it was. And I would, you know, always tell my clients who are substance abusers, to say, well, Mr. Campbell, I'm going to go and visit John or Joe, and say, well, you know, you can't go around there because they're doing things that you no longer want or need to do. And how strong are you to go around that?
Wow.
So we have to watch those people. And the final thing I'm going to say, you know, I love chocolate. Dr. Smith, you know this. I love chocolate. And so if I'm saying, Reginald, you're not going to eat chocolate for a week, I know darn well I better not go in Fannie Mae, because it's going to be easier said than done to go in Fannie Mae and come out there without chocolate covered tina.
Okay.
So there are some things we just have to stay away from.
Yeah, that's true. Asazi, would you like to kind of piggyback on that a little bit?
Yeah, I think just like everyone just said, it's very important to watch the people and surroundings that you place yourself in, because scripture tells us that bad company can corrupt the good moral.
Mm.
And we see also that it's wise to have discretion in who you share your vision with.
Yeah.
Because not everyone will celebrate that with you.
Yeah,
so
that's
just
true.
Like Red said, you know, if you have challenges with chocolate, for instance, then you don't go into a chocolate factory. You know,
right.
If you have challenges
right.
with these cousins or these people who would seem to be counterproductive to where you're going, then just don't, you know, just common sense, don't go in those environments.
Yeah.
Like this, filter those relationships, filter even the situations that you find yourself in based on your thought processes.
That's good. That's real good.
Where you want to go.
Yep, that's good. I like that. So, Kiara and Ebony, you know, we really appreciate you both being on the train, you know, and giving your feedback. Is there anything else that you would like to ask of Asazi, or maybe even Reg or myself? You know, just from your perspective, maybe where you are and where you're headed, because the whole purpose of the conversation is empowerment. We want to help you get through some things and just kind of, you know, give some direction. Is there anything that you'd like to ask or comment on?
I wanted to comment on what Mr. Reggie said. it's true because it takes a lot of prayer and strength. It takes strength and a good mindset, you know, because everybody don't have that potential to, like, say, because, you know, some people, the do-nothing people could be people who probably is your best friend, and it's hard to drop them.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's real, Kiara. That is real. And, you know, when Reg talked about not sharing your dreams with everybody, Nasazi came back and hit that as well. I think we know it, and we see it illustrated in the Bible with the story of Joseph. He was sharing his dreams with his family. and if you want to go back and read over in Genesis, you'll see how they responded. It was not favorable. As a matter of fact, as a result of him sharing that, they began to, you know, frown upon him, not support him, and even look to get him out of the picture. And so, you know, people not always going to understand these callings. And sometimes, going back to what Asazi was talking about with the three ways to identify, one being natural ability. See, some of us got this natural ability for things. And like Ebony, for example, she's great with the spoken word, and she could carry a crowd because of the authority that she commands. And I mean, she just, the young lady just knows how to talk in front of people. Some folks may see that and be like, wow, is she just like being up there and she want to do this, that, and the other. But the truth of the matter is, that's a natural ability to stand there fearlessly and present. And what we want to do is when we see people like that, just like the scripture says, evil communication corrupts good manners, how about this? Get around some wholesome communication. You know what I mean? Asazi, don't you think it'll work just the opposite?
Absolutely. I'm certain it will, because the people that you hang around many times are a reflection of who you are.
Yes.
You heard the expression, the birds of the feather flock together? Well, there may be some things in them that you see in yourself. I mean, obviously it may not be blatant, but on a subconscious level, many times the people who we associate with, we see ourselves in them.
Yep,
so if you want to go higher, begin to associate and surround yourself with people of the same mindset and where you want to go.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So for our listening audience, it works both ways. So it's kind of like, you know, yeah, you know what I mean? Where you if you're getting around negative people, they're going to pull you in that direction. And I think that's so key. And a lot of parents, you know, they know their kids. They know what they put in their children. I got two boys. You know, I know what I'm putting in these boys. You know, I'm very intentional about the people I put around them. Reg, you still there?
Oh, I'm still here. Yes,
sir. So you know that what I'm talking about, because Reg is a person that I even had around my children. You know, you want to put good people around, but you know, sometimes they get into these environments in school, and then, you know, you find yourself, your children are starting to sway. Well, you know what, guess what, if we can get them around positive people, if we can get them to make better choices and you know, and understand these principles that Asazi was talking about earlier in the conversation, where our young people begin to embrace that. Ebony, what are some things that you are intentionally doing as an artist to protect your gift and to make sure that you're not compromising yourself?
One thing that I do, I make sure that I'm around people who are better than me, not just with my gift, but in general. Somebody, for instance, I'm going for my bachelor's. I'm around people who are going for their master's. So it's something to look up to within my circle. I was always told if I'm the best in my circle, I'm in the wrong circle. So I make sure that my circle is always better than me, so it encourages me for me to be better. Also, with my gift, what I tend to do, I go online, I watch different poets, I watch people better than me. Not that it's intimidating, but if I can take something that they use and apply it to my life, and it elevates me, and then take something from somebody even higher, it's just motivation and encouragement to keep going. It's never discouraging, because it's something they had is why they're where they are today. They were where I was. And
wow.
So if I see their journey and take certain nuggets from them and apply it to my life, I know that it will help me be better in the gift and crafting that I desire to do. So I make sure that people around me are better than me. And I know that's hard for young people to take in. I want to be around somebody that's 10 times better, that can shoot better than I can, but it's like if you study them, you can find out what it took sometimes to get to where they are, and that can even, I'm probably going to give a backlash to this, that can make you even better than them.
That's right. That's right.
So,
that's right.
I mean, yeah. I've been around people that I've taken some of the things they did, and I was able to, of course, implement it. And, of course, Christ will help you with that, and you end up being literally 10 times better.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that is so true, Ebony, and I'm so proud of that mindset that you have, because okay, let's look at it this way: when a policeman comes out of when a recruit comes out of the academy, they don't put him in a car with another recruit; they put him in a car with a veteran policeman.
Wow!
When you finish medical school, they don't put you in somebody to operate on someone's heart who just came out of school with you. They put you in a residency where you can learn from other people who know more than you. And that is just so true what Ebony said, you know, and that is one of the things that we always have to strive for. I mean, Brother Smith and I have been friends for over 20 years, and I know this brother has gifts that I don't have. So when I need to lean on him about something, I'm on the phone asking him, hey, do you know about such and such? Or one of my brothers, he's been an auto technician for over 30 years. I don't know about something, I'm calling him. So that is so true, Ebony. And you keep that mindset, and you're absolutely right.
Let me ask a question to everybody that's on the panel right now, because I think that, and I'd like to hear from everybody, especially our youth. And I don't know if we have any more lines that are open for anybody else to call in, but if so, callers, please try to call and get in if you want to share a comment about what's been said. But we know what Ebony said is true, and Reggie came back and endorsed it, and makes total sense. And it seems like it works, because even in the field of education, when you get someone fresh in the field, you put them with a veteran teacher so that they can be a mentor teacher, if you will. And so I would assume that model is used everywhere. Why? Because we want to produce leaders. But why is it so hard for people to kind of put themselves in those environments? I mean, you know, folk walk around, they know they don't have it, right? They know they don't necessarily, you may have the gift, but you don't have the wisdom, or you don't have the maturity factor, or you know that you still need to deal with some areas of your life, but people don't want to sit down and learn. What's going on with that? Can somebody comment on that? I mean, I want to hear from everybody. Asazi, can you start out first? Why is that?
I think many times it has to do with the way a person views themselves. If they have some broken image of who they are or who they were created to be, many times that's intimidating, and they don't know how to respond but to begin to hate. And when I say hate, there are two reasons or definitions that I have of someone who hates, and I'll get back to the direction of where you're going. But the first is they have an understanding deficiency. Now, we understand that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding go together. But understanding is the assembly of the parts in their life.
Mm.
Many times they have all these gifts and creativity and so forth going on inside of them, but they don't have the understanding or the ability to understand how to organize them or put them together. So instead of, you know, gleaning knowledge from someone greater than themselves, they'll take it upon themselves and in ignorance begin to stumble around and try to figure this thing out. And when they're not successful in it, then many times it results in hating on somebody else, or
yeah,
they just shut down and they don't want to be around these people. But understand that, like we talked about earlier, we all are in this together, and we all learn from one another. There's no one an island to himself. So I think many times it's an image issue, and they don't really understand how to identify with those greater than themselves and how to apply that relationship and put it in perspective for their own lives.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Kiara, can you comment on that? Why do you think the young people today or people in general have a problem sitting down and learning and just kind of listening so that they can be better? Why do you think that's the case from a youth perspective? Is Kiara still with us?
Okay, I guess so. Can I chime in on that, Brother
yes,
Smith?
Yes, please.
And it's so true. It's so true what Brother Cosby said. And And you know, I mean, even Jesus, when he was on earth, when he was 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, he sat under others to learn. Now, he was God on earth, okay, who sat under others to learn. So if God on earth sat under others to learn, who are we, if we were made in the image of God, not to do that? And,
yeah,
and so... And so it's fear. I believe it's fear as well, because I've been in situations at jobs, just what Brother Kaiser had said, where people began to be intimidated by what you know, instead of embracing what you know to learn, because we're all in this together, as the brother said. They began to hate, they began to alienate themselves. They began to try and put you down and all of that. And so it's fear as well, because they're not comfortable in themselves. They're not comfortable in what they know and what they not know. And I think it's important for us to know what we know, but also know what we don't know.
That self-awareness piece is powerful, boy.
Right.
That's powerful, man. I mean, we learn that as counselors and coaches, and you know, that's the word. You better know thyself, right?
Yes, sir.
My goodness, yes, Ebony, sir. Ebony, can you give some commentary on that? I mean, because I see it, you all, and we all do. I mean, even in the world of sports, you know, you got where are we going as a society, man? When a player fresh out of college can come and get a coach who's been on a team, leading a team 5-6 years fired. You know what I mean? And now, again, I'm not trying to get some you know, big uproar going here. It's just, you know, I think it goes back to that part. Why is it so difficult for people to sit and learn? I mean, yeah, you got the gift, but see, one of the things, and we see this so often, you know, people allowing the gift to outrun character. You know what I mean? And you know, you get out here and put yourself in these compromising places. And we've seen and we've heard about the athletes who've gotten caught up in extramarital affairs, even the politicians who've compromised, you know, what they vowed to do as a leader, and then they're in jail now. You know what I mean? It's like, Ebony, can you kind of, what's your perspective on that?
I'm saying with young people, adults, period, permanent. A lot of people, they let their pride get in the way. When you think you know something better than somebody else, you're not being humble, you're not being teachable. You think, oh, I know everything, and whether you say that you know more than I do, my pride is allowing me to think that I know more than you. Mm. And so pride will cause you to lose out on many opportunities. It will hurt the people around you. I think it's a mixture of fear and pride. My pride is, I don't want to sit here and listen to you. You don't know what I've been through. You haven't went through my journey. Well, realistically, a lot of people that are in front of you have been through the same process.
Right.
But that pride factor will mess some stuff up for you. Like, I've seen it, even with speaking to groups of youth and adults. For youth, they're just like, well, you don't know. This was your background. You don't understand. They're even adults. Well, you're younger than me. How can you tell me? And I believe if everybody will get to that point where they are teachable, I think a lot of these issues would be resolved.
Yeah, that's good. That's real good. Well, I tell you, I'm really, I don't know about anybody else that's listening, but this is some really good dialogue, and I think it's a perfect connection from what Asazi was talking about earlier, because while you're actualizing your dreams, we need to deal with these little character flaws. You know what I mean? Because you can, you know, you could be going after the dream, but if you're still not mature, if you're still not well learned, if you've not cultivated, if you've not put the time in the gym, if you've not done the training, if you've not put yourself back in those situations where you can learn how to utilize your gift in a way that works best for you in this situation, that it could be disastrous. Would you all agree?
Yeah. Oh, totally. Because, you know, Brother Smith, yes, what you were saying from a sports perspective, there's a lot of guys in jail who could dunk a basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But they're in jail. There's a lot of guys who have gifts. So what did they do with that gift? How did they get in that situation where they were unteachable, they were uncoachable, And I mean, listen, even every governor and every president has a cabinet.
Mm.
Because he doesn't know everything. He has to rely on people up in his cabinet to assist him in certain situations. So,
right.
So if I don't have the expertise in economics, I appoint someone in my cabinet who has that expertise. That
yeah.
doesn't take anything away from you as a person or as a human being. That's just not your expertise. So expertise, should I say. So, you know, God has given us individual gifts. And so that it's okay if you don't have Joe Blow's gifts, but utilize the gift that God has given you and utilize the gift that God has given your brother or your sister.
Yeah, that's real good. That's real good. Well, you all, as we are getting ready to pull this train in to this final stop, and it's been a journey today. I don't know about you. This has been a great train ride. What I like to
do
is I want to give every person a chance to kind of share maybe something maybe they got out of today's talk, or maybe something that they would like to leave with the listener. And I don't know if Kiara is back with us or if Hope was able to get in, but I'd like to start with Ebony, and then I'd like to go with Reg, and then we'll close out with our special guest, Lasazi Thompson. So, Ebony, would you like to share something maybe you got out of today's train ride discussion?
Yes, I love today's train ride. Love the train. Taking from what Mr. Lasazi said, he was talking about, you know, purpose and pursuing, and what I can say about this is that through everybody's comments is, in life you're going to have to up and down, but you need to push through it.
Mm.
Push through it, leave all the mess behind you. Like, filter, literally. Like, stuff you don't need, put it to the side. Stuff you need, take hold dearly. Learn from every experience. Grow. Sometimes you got to force yourself to grow. So, like I said before, encourage yourself. Because a lot of these people, they're not going to just, you know, hand it to you. Oh, you did great. You're going to have to just say, I am great. And so just keep going. Don't stop.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Brother Campbell, would you like to share something?
And Brother Smith, I'd just like to say I've had a chance to see Ebony in action, and this is a dynamic young woman, and and I'm just so proud of her. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of the train. And,
yes.
You know, the last thing I'd like to say is that, you know, sometimes the best thing said is nothing at all, because people are going to accuse us of things. And sometimes, you know, just as human beings, we want to say, no, that didn't happen. No,
right.
We didn't do that. No, I didn't, you know. Because when Jesus said nothing when Pilate accused him of those things. Of
That's
those
right.
Things, because he knew what he was. Why?
Yep.
Who are you to question me? So I'm not going to even bother to even respond to you. And so sometimes we need to do that. Sometimes we not even need to respond to those negative things. But just keep on keeping on and keep on doing what we're doing and keep on being around those people who truly love us. See, you know, I like being around people who truly understand me and who truly love me, because they're going to encourage me and also they're going to hold me accountable.
That's good. That's real good. Lasazi Thompson, something you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Just want to leave the listeners with the fact that God has given you a specific, unique gift and purpose to fulfill in the earth. And always treasure that, because you are of great value. You are of indispensable value. I mean, God, when he created you, just like there's no identical snowflake that ever fell into the earth, there's no identical human being that fell into the earth or been born into the earth. So understand that as you begin to fulfill your purpose and reach your destiny, know that there's something great that God has put in you to release to the world. And never forget that.
Yes. Wow. And what I would like to leave to the listening audience and to our to the parents and you know, and people that are now, you know, seeing the train, you know, the train is riding by and they understand that what's happening with this whole concept of what it is we're trying to get accomplished, stay with us. You know, pray for us, because one of the things that we desire to do is to bring some of the most talented, gifted people with expertise and skill sets on the train to share out. And so know this. Every person, like all of my guests have said, are gifted. We all have a call. You don't have to compete with nobody. You do not have to compete with nobody. I do not feel intimidated by anybody that's on this phone. Why? Because I'm comfortable in my gift. I'm comfortable in my skin, and this is what we need to do. This is what we need to understand, each and every one of us. And when we get to that place, then it's no longer competition, but then it becomes completion. Now I can, just like Brother Reg said, there's some gifts I have he doesn't have. Reg taps into me. Well, I do the exact same thing with him. Asazi, the same thing. Ebony, younger than me, Ebony got some talents I don't have. And I'm not trying to get up there. Last week I tried to bust a little, drop a few bars, you know what I'm saying, Ebony? You know, I dropped a few bars. Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm not scared. I'll try, you know, but Ebony just better, you know? I mean, hey. But one of the things I want to say to all of our guests, thank you so much for being on the train ride today. We want to really get more of our youth, and so Ebony, you know, we're going to get you all to be more a part of what's happening. So even when we have a special guest, you all will be the ones that are talking to them a lot more, and we want to be able to really just kind of flush that out even more, because we want to reach more of our young people. And parents, thank you. We hope and pray that we said something today that was encouraging to you, and that's the whole purpose of why we do what we do. So to all of our listeners, God bless you, and until next week, we'd like to say to you, keep riding by faith. God bless you. We'll see you next Saturday, 12 noon, 3T Radio.
Only to quickly get outdated if they feel jaded about the birth.